Given the national importance and interest in the incident, the Honorable Minister decided to set up our committee to independently investigate the occurrence, to corroborate, verify, or otherwise establish what led to the happenings at Apieti, and to enable us forge the way forward on solid basis. I must say that the committee was to submit our reports on Thursday, the 27th of January, as directed by the minister. We've taken a bit more time than was required of us because we wanted to do a good job. We have dispassionately looked at the facts that were presented to us, which we were able to unearth, and objectively, we have put together the facts to the extent we could establish them. And on the basis of these, we have presented our findings, and then some recommendations were made. We were able to, over the period, visit the relevant stakeholders. We were able to talk to witnesses to the various incidents, and through the interviews and our observations, we've come up with this report we are going to present this morning. I just need to highlight that we're able to visit the relevant police stations, talk to the commanders, looked at the log records, talk to the police escort assigned for the assignment. We're able to visit Maxam at Iduaprim, talk to the dispatch chairs and the management as well. We had interviews with the transporter, the explosives driver, the escort driver, the management of Maxam, and also the transporter. We talked to a number of eyewitnesses in the community itself, starting from the chief through a number of others who even helped to convey the injured and so on to the hospitals. And at the end of it all, we have come up with this report, which we believe fairly represents the facts of the case. However, let me emphasize that we will not preempt what the minister will decide to do with our findings and our recommendations. So essentially, this morning we'll present the report to the minister, who we believe will review it. And once he has reviewed it, I'm sure he'll take appropriate actions in this respect. So just before handing over, I would like to express our appreciation to the Chief Executive of the Minerals Commission, who supported in various ways, made sure